What if your chronic pain, stubborn weight, and endless fatigue weren't separate problems requiring different solutions, but symptoms of the same underlying issue? Since 2009, the Whole30 program has helped hundreds of thousands discover this truth firsthand. People wake up pain-free after years of inflammation. Energy returns after decades of exhaustion. Weight melts away without calorie counting. Even doctors who once dismissed dietary interventions now call it the most powerful tool in their arsenal. The premise is deceptively simple. Whatever health transformation you're seeking begins with understanding how food actually works in your body, not as calories to be counted or nutrients to be balanced, but as information that speaks directly to your biology, either supporting your natural systems or sabotaging them. This isn't another diet promising quick fixes. It's a fundamental rethinking of what food does inside you, addressing the root causes of countless health problems through the most accessible intervention available, the choices you make at every meal. Every bite initiates four biological conversations. First, psychological. Does this food trigger addictive cravings or genuine satisfaction? Second, hormonal. Does it balance or disrupt metabolism, hunger, and fat storage? Third, gut health. Does it strengthen or compromise your intestinal barrier? Fourth, inflammatory. Does it calm or activate your immune response? A cookie versus a steak illustrates the difference. The cookie floods your brain with dopamine, spikes blood sugar, disrupts leptin signals, irritates your intestinal lining, and triggers inflammation. The steak satisfies without cravings, sends balanced hormonal signals, provides gut repair building blocks, and delivers anti-inflammatory nutrients. This framework exposes why conventional advice falls short. How many calories or is this low fat miss the point? The real questions: how will this affect my brain chemistry, hormonal balance, digestive integrity, inflammatory status? Foods marketed as healthy, whole grain bread, low-fat yogurt reveal their problems, while demonized options like eggs and coconut oil emerge as allies. Ever wonder why you can eat an entire bag of chips but never overeat broccoli? The answer lies in how modern food science has weaponized your brain's reward system. Your ancestors evolved to appreciate three basic flavors: sweet, safe energy, fatty, dense calories, and salty, essential minerals. In nature, these tastes came packaged with nutrition. An apple delivered sweetness plus fiber and vitamins, while meat provided fat alongside complete proteins. But food manufacturers discovered they could isolate these pleasure signals from nutrition entirely. That Oreo isn't just a cookie, it's a supernormal stimulus engineered to override your satiation mechanisms. When you bite into it, dopamine floods your brain with anticipatory pleasure, while opioid-like endorphins deliver emotional comfort. Repeated exposure creates powerful associations between these foods and relief, generating automatic cravings that feel impossible to resist. What makes this particularly insidious is how it differs from real food. With a steak, the first bite is amazing, but by the 20th, you've had enough. With Oreos, you want the 10th cookie as much as the first because your body recognizes it's still lacking nutrition despite consuming calories. This is food with no breaks, products designed to bypass your body's natural stop signals. Breaking free requires understanding these cravings aren't character flaws, but predictable neurological responses. The solution isn't moderation or willpower, it's complete elimination, allowing your brain chemistry to normalize. Within weeks, foods that once controlled you lose their grip entirely, while whole foods become deeply satisfying. Your body operates like an orchestra, where hormones serve as conductors. When these chemical messengers work in harmony, you experience stable energy, healthy weight, good mood, and proper digestion. When they fall out of sync, everything collapses. Four key players, insulin, leptin, glucagon, and cortisol, form the core of this hormonal orchestra, and modern eating has them playing completely out of tune. Insulin controls energy storage and blood sugar. Diets high in refined carbohydrates create chronic insulin elevation, leading to insulin resistance, cells stop responding properly, forcing your pancreas to produce even more insulin in a vicious cycle that eventually leads to metabolic syndrome and type 2 diabetes. Leptin, produced by your fat cells, tells your brain how much energy you have stored. Overconsumption of processed foods creates leptin resistance. Your brain no longer receives the signal that you have adequate fat stores, so it continues directing you to eat more and move less. This explains those uncontrollable late-night cravings and frustrating weight loss plateaus. The consequences extend beyond weight gain, affecting reproductive health, thyroid function, mood stability, and cognitive performance. Yet these systems prove remarkably resilient. By eliminating foods that disrupt hormonal balance and embracing those that support it, you can restore proper signaling within weeks, experiencing natural appetite regulation, stable energy, improved mood, and effortless weight management. Your digestive tract houses 70 to 80% of your immune system, acting as a sophisticated barrier that allows beneficial nutrients in while keeping harmful substances out. This determines whether food nourishes you or triggers systemic problems. Certain foods compromise this security, creating leaky gut, when undigested particles, bacteria, and toxins leak into your bloodstream, triggering immune responses. This explains why digestive issues often coincide with seemingly unrelated symptoms like joint pain, skin problems, brain fog, and autoimmune conditions. This gut damage feeds chronic inflammation, your body's emergency response stuck permanently on. This persistent inflammatory state drives most lifestyle-related diseases, heart disease, diabetes, obesity, autoimmune conditions, even depression. Even if you're young and active, inflammation affects conditions you experience now: skin problems, fatigue, mood swings, hormonal imbalances. Grains increase gut permeability. Legumes trick your gut into allowing them into your bloodstream. Industrial seed oils promote cell-damaging inflammation. Sugar feeds harmful bacteria while starving beneficial ones. Dairy proteins can trigger inflammatory responses similar to gluten. Conversely, nutrient-dense whole foods support gut healing. Quality proteins provide repair building blocks. Vegetables feed beneficial bacteria and contain anti-inflammatory phytonutrients. Healthy fats from olive oil, avocados, and coconut support cellular membranes. Wild-caught seafood delivers inflammation-counteracting omega-3s. Fermented foods introduce beneficial bacteria. This gut-inflammation connection explains why unrelated conditions often improve simultaneously with diet changes. Many report noticeable improvements in pain, energy, digestion, and mood within days. The Whole30 transforms you into your own experiment. For 30 days, you eat only foods that support health: meat, seafood, eggs, vegetables, some fruit, and healthy fats. You completely eliminate added sugar, alcohol, grains, legumes, dairy, and food additives. You also avoid recreating junk foods with approved ingredients, as this undermines the psychological reset. During this period, you don't weigh yourself, focusing instead on non-scale victories like energy, sleep quality, mood, and physical performance. The first week is challenging as your body adjusts to metabolizing fat instead of sugar, often producing temporary carb flu symptoms. By week two, energy stabilizes as you become fat adapted. In the final weeks, most people experience significant improvements: clearer skin, better sleep, stable energy, reduced pain, improved digestion, and often substantial weight loss. After 30 days, you systematically reintroduce eliminated foods to identify your personal triggers. The program's strict rules break the psychological hold that problematic foods have established. By completely eliminating these foods rather than practicing moderation, you reset both your taste preferences and habits. The Whole30 isn't meant to be followed indefinitely. It's a reset, providing the information and experience needed to make informed food choices for life. The most radical idea in this book isn't about what to eat. It's recognizing that your body is desperately trying to heal itself, and food either supports or sabotages that effort daily. Even after decades of poor eating, most conditions prove remarkably reversible when root causes are addressed. Normalized blood sugar, eliminated medications, resolved autoimmune symptoms, improved mental health, not through deprivation, but through nourishment with real whole foods. This isn't about dietary perfection or rigid rules. It's about informed choice, understanding how foods affect your body, and making decisions aligned with your priorities. Sometimes that means accepting grandmother's special dessert to honor relationships. Sometimes it means passing on office donuts that hold no significance. The key is distinguishing meaningful occasions from mindless consumption. Your health is largely within your control, and the solution begins with your plate. By making conscious choices that support your biology, you transform not just physical health, but your relationship with food itself. You stop being controlled by cravings and start experiencing genuine satisfaction. The question isn't whether your body can heal, it's whether you're ready to give it what it needs.